So our first storyteller of the night is a member of the Nerdalogs here to start us off right. This is Mr. Chris Geiger.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. It's a distinct honor to be here today. As a nerd, I've always had a dream of speaking with some authority on a subject at a great hall of learning such as this. The Adler Planetarium is a wonderful place, and I very much enjoy spending time here. My girlfriend and I have fallen asleep during the stargazing presentations upstairs, not once but twice, thanks to the air conditioning, the semi-reclining seats, very pleasant vistas, the smooth voice of the narrator. I mean, I wish I could bottle that up and sell it to insomniacs. I remember my mind being blown quite often, however, especially the penny demonstration was most notable, only to be lulled back to sleep almost immediately by the dulcet tones of, "And here we see a nebula." But again, it's a great pleasure to be here to talk about a subject that I care about very passionately. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm at best a comedian, fledgling game designer. My father, he worked for NASA most of his life, and while I didn't inherit his love for engineering, I certainly inherited his love for space. We talked with a certain glee over the photos taken of Pluto recently. Yet, while I think it's great that we're at an event titled Save Pluto, as it certainly doesn't get the respect it deserves, I feel that we're overlooking one of the most important bodies in our orbit, and that is Uranus. Now, I know Uranus has a funny name. It sounds like urine. But if we can get past the naming of it, you'll find that Uranus is a majestic celestial being in its own right. Uranus is roughly 14.5 times the size of Earth. And while that makes it the least massive of the other giants out there, Uranus is really quite large. Did you know that Uranus revolves around the sun once every 84 Earth years? That means Uranus will see all of the sun once in your lifetime, unless you live quite long, which means Uranus might see all of the sun and a little bit more. If Uranus was tanning, it would take quite a while. Now, of course, Uranus wouldn't tan easily, since it's composed mostly of liquid and gas, and a lot of methane and ammonia. Now, we would know more, but to date, Uranus has only been explored by one probe in all of existence. We don't send many probes to Uranus, but I would like to. I would like to probe Uranus and see what secrets it holds. I would like to shine a light on Uranus and really figure it out. Now, we talk about saving Pluto, but why aren't we talking about saving Uranus? When will we take the next big step and say Uranus is worth exploring and devote the time, resources, and energy to making Uranus a priority? Now, when will we, as a society, elevate Uranus to the status it rightly deserves, the throne, Uranus, seated on the throne of the solar system? Now, I know what some of you are thinking. I'm just not into Uranus. And that's fine. You can continue to look up at the stars and snooze lightly thinking about nebulas and other planets. But what keeps me awake at night are not the Plutos or Saturns. I stay awake at night thinking about Uranus. I fantasize about Uranus and all of its unknown treasures. I wake up in the morning and the first thing on my mind is Uranus. And a day doesn't go by where I don't think about the enormous cavernous mysteries of Uranus. And I wish other people in this room did too. Now, Uranus should be the most important thing to you or anyone else. You must embrace Uranus before it's too late. Because what if, before we rigorously explored and plumbed the depths of Uranus, the methane and ammonia built up to such a level that Uranus exploded? And what impact would Uranus exploding have on our world and our solar system? Would Uranus exploding take it off its throne? And how would we clean up the mess left behind by Uranus's explosion? The papers would certainly be flush with details about Uranus then, but I'd love it if the papers would cover Uranus now. In light of this, today, I'm starting my own event called Save Uranus, where we will hold symposiums about Uranus every hour of the day, about Uranus's texture, about future explorations of Uranus, and see what Uranus says about mankind. Now, so please, say it with me now. Save Uranus. Save Uranus. Save Uranus. Save Uranus. Save. Thank you, Joe. According to Joe, I'm also a member of the Nerdalogs, I am to understand that Uranus sounds kind of like your anus. I thought it was two words. I apologize deeply in this distinguished hall of learning for my words. They offended you. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to move on to talk about my other favorite planet, the planet penis, which is a... What was that? Oh, it's pronounced Venus. I thought the V was silent and sounded like a P. That really makes what the rest of what I wrote here sound pretty obscene. Oh, Jesus. I imagine there isn't a planet called Poopiter either, is there? No? Thank you all for your time.
Chris Geiger, thank you. I don't know if that was brilliant or horrifying or both. I think it was.